Thank you for calling in the customer service. My name is Caitlin. How may I help you?
Hi, Caitlin. My name's Dai, D-A-I, and last name is Nghiem, N-G-H-I-E-M. Back, I guess, last month for you guys, advertised something free, and I had to pay for the shipping. But then after that, I retracted that. But then you still charged me for $59.95 twice. Could you take a look on your book, please?
Yes.
Did you find it?
Hold on, sir. Hold on.
Thank you.
Can I have that zip code?
92683.
And what's their name?
First name is Adizan Dan, A-I. And last name is Nghiem. N as in Nancy, G as in George, H-I-E-M as in Mary.
Okay, and can you verify your shipping address for me, please?
10251 Finchley Avenue, Westminster, California, 92683.
Okay, looks like here you ordered the Icon smartwatch back on March the 17th.
Yeah, that was a quote-unquote of a free. I just paid it for mail, but I was not supposed to receive any billing for that.
It was not free, sir. I don't know who told you it was free, but sir, it was not free. Looks like here you got charged the full retail price of that product of $59.95, and for the how much that pod cost, we received $59.95. These are both one-time charges, so the only thing I can do, man, sir, is just cancel your subscription account, okay?
Did you say it was a telephone I-12?
No, we were doing a promotion on our product, sir. It was not with the telephone company, sir. And it was not free.
It was a misrepresentation, though.
Oh, it was not free. Our product was...
It said iPhone 12.
No, our product was not free, sir. Because if it was free, you would have never been charged.
Okay,
but it was not.
I deny that. I'm denying that thing, okay? Now, you charged me $59.95 twice.
Yes, because that's how much earpods cost and the watch cost, sir. We billed you for how much our product cost, sir, that you never paid for. You're supposed to call back to us, I said 14 days after the 17th, to cancel this subscription account. You never did, so we have the right to charge you the full retail prices of how much our product cost that you never paid for the first time.
Is that the simple product, the same as the Good Life product?
Yes, it's the same. Yes, it's the same product.
The same. So I have a second charge too.
Yes, you have one to charge for the mini pods, and you have one for charge for the smartwatch. That's it.
Smartwatch.
Huh?
No, it's supposed to be free, only for shipping.
Yeah, it wasn't free, sir. If we only had to keep it for the shipping and handling price, sir, you had to call in to us before your 14-day trial ended. You never did, sir, so we charged you the full retail price of how much that product cost. But it was never...
No, I didn't see that.
Yes, sir.
It was misrepresented.
Well, yes, sir. I'm sorry that you feel that way, but...
I can return the items to you.
Sir?
I can return the items to you. It was a misrepresented.
Oh, okay, sir. You can return them.
Okay. How do I do that?
Just go to your post office. Do you have can you have pencil and paper?
Yes, I do have a piece of paper.
Okay. Could you write down this number? This is your RMA number, okay? It is D71.
B7?
No, D71.
Right.
8B5E. F1297.
What is that number?
That's the RMA number. That's just our little number, knowing that you're finna return our package back to us. And this is the address for the return it back. It is it is 11551 East 45th Avenue.
You make it so fast. 1155?
1151 East 45th Avenue.
How do you spell that?
East. Just the letter E?
Yeah, I know. The next one.
Okay, 45th. The number 45, 5th, THAVE Avenue.
Oh, 45, 45th Avenue, okay.
Yeah. Unit C, Denver, Colorado.
Unit C. What is that, Colorado, before then?
Denver, Colorado.
How do you spell that?
Denver, D-E-N-V-E-R.
Denver?
Denver, D.
Oh, Denver. Yeah, your pronunciation is terrible. Denver, Colorado.
80239.
80239. Okay, let me repeat. The code is B7188B5EL1297. The address is 1151 E 45th Avenue, Unit C, Denver, Colorado, 80239. And what is the name of the company?
Okay, it's Smartwatch. And then that's the D71 number, sir. That's your RMA number. I'm gonna need you to put it on the front of the box and the inside of the box to let us know that you're returning our package back to us. Okay.
Okay. How about the phone then?
Huh? What phone?
The iPhone.
No, the iPhone is not ours, sir. That's not our product.
So this is Smartwatch.
Yeah, Smartwatch. It's just the fitness watch and some earbuds. That phone is
the earbuds, as I'm saying. Yeah, the earbuds, yeah.
Yeah, the earbuds. That's our product. Now that phone, if you did order a phone, that's from the other telephone company. You bought that phone, okay? That's not our product, so please do not send your phone in the mail, okay?
Well, the earbuds is not.
The earbuds is our product. The only thing is our product is the smartwatch and the earbuds. That's our product, okay? So send back that, okay?
Okay, yeah. So what is the name of the company?
Smartwatch.
Smartwatch, okay.
Smart Health Watch, sir. Smart Health Watch.
Okay. Okay, I'll send it back to you.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in the customer service. Huh?
Do you need to have any? Do they need to have any return email, something like that, so that I can?
No, sir. I just need you to return our product back within the 7 days, so you can receive your refund. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Good. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you for calling in the customer service, and have a great rest of your day.
Bye bye.